This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You having a party?
Get some sugar for your mama.
These bitches ain't no better.
I'm sorry. All I heard was blah, blah, blah. I'm a dirty tramp.
I think you two are a pair of potheads.
The Lucy and Elaine Show.
The girls are naturally curious about the local activity.
Hosted by Lucy Burge and Elaine Cavallari.
All right, everybody. We are back with episode 9. Yep. Yes. Of the Lucy and Elaine Show. We are both here.
Yes.
We were not here last week.
We were not.
We took the week off. Thank you, Elaine, for allowing me to do that. I was away. I was not in a great place mentally last week. Kind of a scary place, kind of a dark place. Thinking a lot about my life and whether or not I wanted it to continue, honestly, and got to a place where I had a lot of thoughts about and was close to hurting myself, and it wasn't good. So I went to Connecticut to I went home and just kind of got through this, and I am getting through it and working through it, and just it can strike anybody, these thoughts.
It can
at any time. And it's a scary thing because you can't escape yourself and these thoughts, and you know, wanting to escape them, it's
we're very happy Lucy's back and healthy.
Yes, and I appreciate Elaine bearing with me as I work through this, and that is why we didn't have an episode last week, but I am working through it. So, yes, but I have talked about here, my fear of throwing up was what was one of the reasons why I didn't do what I did. I was afraid that I would actually end up getting sick, and that is not what happened, and I am still here. So.
Yes, we're very happy Lucy's okay.
Thank you.
Mental health is a serious issue.
It really is.
Always talk openly about it if you are struggling.
Yes, I've struggled with anxiety and depression since middle school.
Yep.
And it just kind of built up last week. And so it kind of turned into probably the worst place I've ever been, really, mentally. And and coming out of it little by little now. So here we are.
We're here for a podcast that'll always help.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So thank you, Elaine, for allowing me to take the week off.
Always.
And now we are back.
We're so back.
Yes.
Lucky for you guys, we're back.
Yes, we are still here. So life update from you, Elaine.
Goodness gracious. So much going on. I'm working for the Celtics now. I'm a new intern.
That's so exciting.
Which is lovely. I'm obsessed. And I'm also working for BU now. I'm doing a little series. I can't mention the name of it yet, but it's an on-camera job, which I want to be a host for those of you that don't know. I feel like
well, you are a host now.
Yes.
Podcast host.
On-camera host.
Yes.
So that's going to be very exciting. So lots of new jobs. But I feel like right out of college, people put so much pressure on themselves to get like the dream job.
Oh, no kidding.
And that could be like a whole nother topic. It's just like one of the most stressful things ever.
Right. I think a lot of people coming right out of college, you have that immediacy where you're like, the first job I get is that's it for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's my job. That's it. Mm-hmm. But you rarely stay at the first. I mean, you never know. But
yeah.
Like, the first job you get is not the be all and end all. Right. And I think you're doing awesome right
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Lucy. Yeah, it's hard.
It sure is. It sure
Especially
is,
in a competitive field, but.
Yeah, and you are crushing it, Elaine. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and I saw on Twitter that you had a run-in with Nick Fryer.
Oh, yep.
Nick Fryer.
Did I ever?
Yes.
Minding my business at Celtics Media Day. So not really minding my business. I had a hell of a day.
Mm-hmm. You were doing business.
I was doing business. So I'm walking, and what do I see? The back of Nick Fryer's head just typing away.
And it was not a mirage. It was not your heart wanting him to be there. He was there.
He was literally there. And I walked right up to him. I said, "What are you doing?" As if it's my place as an intern to be like, "What are you, a Celtics writer, doing here in my territory?" It's actually my words. And he looked at me as if he has seen a ghost.
He was like, "Great."
He like literally his jaw literally dropped.
You are his pop up book from hell. You are just everywhere. He's in the break room. You pop in.
Actually, it was his idea though to do a little video situation. I think he like really loves making Rob happy.
Oh yeah, of course he does. Of course he does.
He really wants Rob to be like.
Yeah.
Like in love with
him. Yeah, Nick has pivoted to video to make Rob happy.
I know. Yes. I love it. Like, I feel like I'm constantly shitting on Nick. I
mean, well, that's
kind of the point.
That's
why it's funny.
That's what you're to your like your flirty side.
Yeah, I'm like a little kid.
So this video that's on Twitter, that's on your Twitter account.
Yes.
That is staged. He staged this video where he's looking up at you like the first time he'd seen you at this
Lucy,
event.
I'm
he's
obsessed
like, what?
With this conversation.
Elaine, what are you doing here? I haven't ever seen you at this event before. Not 2 minutes ago. Never.
I can't. This is genuine laughter.
So
yes.
This is,
so I ran into him and I was like, what the hell are you doing? That was genuine. And then we were both like, oh, I'm not going to just say it was him because it was me too. I was like, I got to take a vid. So I was like, all right, here we go. And if I didn't think that he would turn it on for me, I wouldn't have done it. But I knew he was going to turn it on and be like all up in it, all up in the situation.
Right. He can.
And he did. And the video's funny. It was good content.
It is funny, but it's interesting now knowing that it's all staged.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
I mean, isn't everything?
Wow. And he's like, okay, Elaine, stage left. Now come in, walk in. And then he took one of you walking
in. Yeah, he did,
in.
And I'm pissed about
it. Did he say go back and walk in again?
No, I was genuinely walking, and I saw his sketchy little face holding his phone at me as I walked back from the bathroom. I almost bumped into somebody because I was too focused on his stupid face.
If you want to see these videos, go to what's your Twitter handle?
Lane Cav Sports.
Okay, go there and watch these videos.
Yeah,
because they are totally real and totally not
they're
staged.
Just authentic.
Nick Fryer likes to direct his whole life in every video. So every video you see of Nick Fryer is probably on take 5.
I honestly respect
video.
The hustle.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
typing away. Bing, bing, bing.
What are you doing?
What are you doing here? Meanwhile, he's like actually like full-time
working.
Employed. And I'm like carrying like freaking lunch for everybody.
Was he doing any 5 Out stuff? The 5 Out podcast?
Oh, I actually don't know. I didn't like have the manners to ask him like how his day was or what he was doing. I just said, what are you doing here? But
you had
I don't
to be,
know.
You had to be professional.
Yeah.
And not say he has a stupid face to his
of
face.
Of course.
Yeah, that would have been unprofessional, I think. But
if you listen closely, at the end of his video, I say, leave me alone.
Oh!
Did you hear it?
No!
I go, leave me alone!
Oh my god.
But you know.
So this is like a, like,
you know.
that's it, right? Is this a leave me alone, like, actually leave me alone?
No,
or is
I
it...
think me and Nick will actually probably end up bumping into each other more times.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say married with kids, but okay.
No. They would be such little pests.
No, you are going to bump into each other a lot.
No, we are.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we are. Which, you know, is going to be fun.
You're going to do a lot of staged videos.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of stage videos.
Stand in front of this Larry Bird mural and do this.
No, I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Probably some scripts involved by mid-season.
He's writing them up right now.
Yeah. Yep. He probably is. I wonder what he's doing right now.
What is Nick Fryer doing right now?
Like, what time is it? Like, 6:42 on a Monday?
What does Nick Fryer do every day? That's our question.
Does he have roommates?
I don't know. We need to find out. I think it's really important that we know what Nick Fryer is doing every day.
We can't continue this conversation without like knowing our facts.
Okay, so we'll put a pause in this until we know more. We should tweet out, like,
we should.
Do you care about Nick Fryer?
Yeah.
As a poll. And then go from there.
I think so.
To see, really.
Yeah.
If that's what the audience wants.
True.
Do you want more Nick Fryer? Or do you want to have him on, like, zero Nick Fryer ever?
Yeah,
maybe?
Zero. Like,
I mean,
shut
that's
the hell
a possibility too. I mean,
probably the verdict.
But you're gonna run into him a lot. So,
I am. So we'll see.
We will see.
We shall see.
Speaking of the Celtics,
yes.
You are interested in Kara Lawson.
I am.
It's interesting that there's a woman coach.
Absolutely.
For the Celtics.
It's huge. It's big news. Big news.
It
I think
big
it's
news.
Huge for the Celtics and just for the NBA. And
in for
general.
Women in general.
And for women in general.
Yes. Well, what do you think of her?
World peace.
Yes. We can all
I
coach
just want
as
world
one.
Peace. No, I just think it's awesome to see them, like, really, like, listening and, like, treating her as if, like, there's just no difference. Like, she knows the game, so she's a coach. Like, it's not just because she's a girl. You know what I mean? It's just cool to, like, to be able to, like, see that.
Yeah, so it's clear that this is not like a stunt.
No,
like there are
she knows the game. Yeah.
Like there are teams that would do this, but I think it's different with the NBA because this has been said before. But I mean, so there's a women's component. There's a women's basketball team. There's no like women's football team. There's
exactly.
No women's baseball team. So it's just naturally like the first woman coach is going to be in the NBA.
Right. Exactly.
Head coach, I would say, would be in the NBA because. They've talked a lot about this recently.
Yeah.
Like, will there ever be a female coach in the NFL?
Right.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Because who would it be?
Yeah.
Like say an NFL team hired a woman as a coach right now.
Yeah.
It would be a total stunt.
Yeah.
It would be just so that you can say, we have a woman coach who, you know, to pander to like the PC crowd. Because
do you think there's like women that are capable or no?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but they have to come up through the same way that another coach.
It's very true.
A male coach.
Yeah,
would,
they
that
have
would
to be
mean,
just as, yeah.
Right, and that would, I wouldn't say that would mean playing football.
Right.
Belichick never played professionally.
Right.
So, I mean, in the NFL. So, I think it's tough to say right now. And I think Cora, actually, on OMF a while ago said something. Well, they asked him, will there ever be a female coach in the MLB? And he was like, I don't see that happening right now.
Yeah.
And I liked that. I thought that was refreshing.
That's an honest answer.
It was. Yeah. And I thought it was better than saying, being very politically correct about it and saying, like, oh, yeah, of course, you know, a woman could show up today and be a coach. Like, no way.
Right.
No way would that happen.
Right.
When I was in middle school, my dream was to be a manager in the MLB.
Right.
And then I grew up and I realized that can't happen because I didn't come up the way that like managers did.
Right.
Like the ones today did.
Right. Because you didn't know the game. Like,
right. Exactly. Yeah. Like there's no way.
Right.
There's no way. And I think that's the only way that could happen.
Right. But so with basketball,
basketball's so different
right.
because
it's very
women
different.
Play it on a professional level. Now and are respected for it.
Right.
So I think that that makes a lot of sense.
Do you think
Kara Lawson could be a head coach someday?
I think so. I don't see why not. I don't see why she couldn't one day be a head coach.
Right.
I mean, she has all the knowledge, the skills, the work ethic, but I don't see why not.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially since the guys respect her, I think it all comes from the environment, too.
Like, right. Because she played for Tennessee, and then she played for, in the WNBA for, a bunch of teams. One of them was the Connecticut Sun.
Right, and they actually went to a game. I don't know if you saw pictures. Taco Fall, I think Tremont Waters went to, a couple of the rookies went to the game, and they, watched, and I bet they enjoyed it.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Right, because they are, it's a respected, the WNBA, I would say it's respected, but they're not paid. Well, okay. So they're not paid as much because they don't bring in as much revenue, I think is the big problem. I mean, people just aren't interested.
Right, which you can make sense of like when you compare it to soccer, it's like the a total different argument because women's soccer brings in way much more money than the men.
Right. Exactly.
So like they should be paid accordingly. But when it comes to the WNBA, I get it because it's just not a big a fan base. There's right. nothing you can really. I mean, you can do something about it, but I mean, it's just preference about what you'd rather watch. Which I think women's basketball is very different from men's basketball. That's definitely an argument you could make. It's definitely a different game.
Right.
Women's basketball is slower. It's slower.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Just by nature. It's
so
just slower.
Do you think an NFL team would bring Carly Lloyd in as a kicker? This is my question.
I would have to see her kick a football. I don't know. Can she? Like, is she very capable?
Okay.
I don't see why not. I'm always looking for, like, the why nots and things. Like,
okay.
Why not?
Right. Like the Hillary Duff song.
Right. Why not? Right.
Great song.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, tell me
if
what you think.
If you lose the moment, you might lose a lot.
Yeah.
So why not?
Very true. Like, if she missed that kick, it's very sad what
she'd
go through.
Well, okay. Goskowski's missing kicks all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. But, if an NFL team brought... There's Mutt.
I don't even know him.
With, like, gang signs.
I know. Things get weird
here. We should invite Mutt in here to make my announcement that I'm going to be on with Mutt every Tuesday and Friday.
Lucy?
On Mutt at Night, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be the second chair producer /, as it was described to me, on-air accomplice.
Oh, my gosh.
Too much.
Lucy, yay.
Answering phones.
This is new news.
Yes.
This is a life update.
Appreciate the call. Oh, I'm very excited. So it starts tomorrow night, Tuesday night. So when Mutt walks by again, we'll see if he wants to come in, if he has enough time, because he's hosting right now. So, yeah, so that'll be fun.
So fun.
Yeah, so I'll be just, Tuesdays and Fridays.
Oh, my God.
So it'll be very exciting.
That's
hashtag,
so exciting.
Hashtag appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Hashtag fit dad. Hashtag thick or chonk or whatever Mutt likes. That Mutt is very active on IG, as he says.
Oh.
So, yes, if you follow him at Mutt, WEI, I believe, he has a shirt of the day.
Should I DM
what we do.
Him?
Yeah, DM him.
Live.
Oh, he just walked by again. So I guess we will not have Mutt on this podcast, but we will in the future.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely DM him a fire emoji.
Okay.
Yes. So what were we talking about? Carol Lawson.
Carol Lawson.
Oh, Carly Lloyd.
Yeah.
I think if an NFL team brought Carly Lloyd in right now, it would be pandering and to the PC crowd, and I don't think that it would be fair also to a kicker who is trying to break into the NFL and then is all of a sudden replaced by someone who did not come up through the same ranks that he did.
That's interesting.
Comes through, you know, star in high school, star in college, whatever, to make it to the NFL, and then Carly Lloyd comes in.
Right. That's an interesting take, because I see what you're saying. The other side of it is sometimes life's not fair, and people get big breaks.
There is that,
yeah,
for sure. I mean, you if know? She is better,
right,
then sure.
That's what it comes down to in my head. I don't care if you're a guy or a girl. Like, if you're better, you should do it. Like, who's gonna win the football game?
Right, but would it look like a stunt right now?
It would.
Yeah,
it would look like a stunt.
And if she misses one, so
sadly it would. That's
sad. Say she comes into a game and does as well / as poorly as Goskowski did last week. I mean,
she would be
skewered.
Yeah. She'd be, what is it, like grilled at the stake?
Yeah.
Burned at the stake.
Yes, which comes, of course, from the Salem witch trials of the 1600s.
Yes.
Which
is devastating. I got my history.
Do you think
book
if
out?
We were in the 1600s that people would think that we are witches?
Probably.
I think so.
I'd be dead.
I think I'd probably be dead.
I probably would say something by now that would get me, like, stoned or something.
Oh, yeah. I think if this podcast existed in the 1600s, we'd be gone in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, those girls are so raunchy because we are just, like, rated R.
We're so bad. Oh, wait. Maybe speaking of that.
Yeah.
We are thinking about doing a Call Her Daddy.
Oh,
roast.
Okay.
Almost.
So.
Not roast, but just people need to get their heads on right.
Okay. An episode of Call Her Daddy. Want to go through it and just look at, like, what they're saying. So our thing with Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Is they give away all the secrets.
You guys, this is
like the whole blowjob thing. Like, secrets are burned at the stake if you said that in the 1600s.
Did you just say blowjob?
Oh my God.
Lucy?
I gotta lower the hem of my dress, my wool dress.
Oh my goodness.
No, so that's the thing. You were saying this. They give away all the secrets. So if guys listen to it, so say a guy listens to an episode of Call Her Daddy where they're explaining how to give this, like, gluck, whatever, 5,000 blowjob.
Yeah.
And so they listen to this, and all of a sudden they're on a date, and the girl starts doing it to him. Then he knows that she listens to Call Her Daddy. Oh, does that cheapen it, do you think?
Oh my God, it's dollar store material is what it is at that point.
It's
not authentic.
So are you saying,
not from the heart?
Are you? Oh, there you go. There you go. Are you saying that Call Her Daddy is dollar store material?
You know what? It depends how you look at it, or depends how you treat it.
Okay.
Because if you are wearing Call Her Daddy merch, if you are hosting Call Her Daddy themed parties, and you expect to even have a guy to pull these moves on, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Oh, wow.
No, this bothers me.
Okay, here we go.
If we really want to get into it.
Oh, we do.
They are saying things. If you are an avid Call Her Daddy listener, you'll understand what I'm saying. They will say things that are so twisted and so manipulative, like so freaking smart, that if a guy is listening to this and then a girl is, it's just your cover's blown unless they don't know you listen to the podcast.
Okay.
You stupid girls, take it. Unfollow the podcast. Unfollow Alex and Sophia. Don't wear the merch. Clueless. You're clueless. What's Call Her Daddy? I don't know.
I love it. I love
you guys.
This is Elaine Unleashed. I love it.
I hate everyone that doesn't smarten up.
Okay. Okay. Did you see the video?
I'm sweating.
The video. Yes. Take a drink of water. I love it. Elaine Rage.
Woof.
So. Did you see the video from that sorority?
I think I just blacked out.
Step away. My
blacked
God.
Out. I blacked out.
You see the video of the sorority house? They go into the house and it's just all Call Her Daddy merch.
It's a disgrace.
Would you go as far to say that is tacky?
Oh, it's tacky as hell.
All right.
You know what? You know what? Keep doing it. Keep doing it because you're making yourselves look bad. So then the smart ones like me, we're living.
Okay.
We're living. Do the parties. Throw the parties. I'll show up and be like, what's the podcast? What theme? What's the theme? I couldn't tell you. I don't know a freaking thing. Alex and Sophia, I don't know. What? And then you guys.
So they just reached. Okay, so I love Barstool.
No, same. I love
Barstool. It's
fantastic. I love it.
They just reached 1 million followers.
Of course.
On Instagram.
Of course.
So how many? I don't even know. They probably know. I mean, they obviously know. And this is probably a known fact, but like, how many of those are guys? How many of those are girls? How many guys listen versus how many girls? That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because what we were just saying, like, of 1 million of those people, what percentage are girls?
Right.
And then what percentage are guys listening so that I don't even know why guys would listen. I guess.
Yeah, I don't.
So that they know what the girls are going, like, so they can recognize what the, I'm just,
truth.
Maybe just interest, maybe just because they're hot, like, because they are. They're very pretty.
Oh, yeah, they're hot.
I mean,
I'm
personally,
obsessed. I'm
personally
obsessed.
I like them.
I would.
We're clearly obsessed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah, clearly, we know our shit.
But it bears analyzing. I mean, why not? Just not, I mean, don't take it, Elaine, in life in general.
Of course.
Don't take anything at face value.
Ever.
Always, always analyze, form an opinion, react.
Oh,
that's
I love
how
that.
I
Put
live
that
with.
On a t-shirt.
Okay, pink t-shirts that say those.
Yeah,
I adapt, want react app.
I want
Michael
that,
Scott.
And then I want the back to say deny, deny, deny,
deny, deny,
deny, deny.
I love it. Okay, so all we right. want to do that.
Anyways.
We want to look at an episode.
Sorry, I like blacked out and like kind of did half that episode.
I love it. I love it,
but
Elaine.
I, like,
Elaine
had to.
Coming alive. I love
I
it.
Had to.
Not that you haven't come alive before,
you
but
guys.
Like love it.
I had to.
I love it. Okay. So I think necessary. I think it bears analyzing.
It does.
And I think we should just be the ones to dive into it.
I just think to put
on the back burner.
I think so.
I like it. I like it. So watch out for that because I think that could be, you know.
Even a bonus pod.
Oh, totally
a
bonus pod.
If you're freaking lucky.
Yeah. Episode, you know, for a week, you know, the next breakdown I have, we could just release that instead.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that'll do it.
That's a good plan. Yeah, I'll plan my next one for
now. That'll do it.
Yeah. So, speaking of life and whatever they talk about on Call Her Daddy.
Right.
So you texted me.
Yes.
This week and said that you've been getting DMs asking for your Venmo.
Yes. Okay. So you guys know message requests. You know
on
message
which app? Which social
Instagram.
Media?
Instagram.
Okay.
Because I don't follow them.
Yep.
That's why they're in my requests.
Yep.
Okay.
I know it well.
Okay. Yeah, you do. That's why I texted you. I was like, Lucy knows message requests very well. I usually just let them bake in there. Mm-hmm. Like, I let them bake. I don't even check the oven. Like, I don't even click on it. Yep. But I had like four in a row that were like, what's your Venmo? What's your Venmo? Like, from different people. And I was like, why are you asking for that? I didn't resonate with me. So I asked you, and I forget what you said.
I said
that's never happened.
Not a clue what you're talking
right.
about. So these messages, how far apart?
I reported all of them.
Really?
Because I'm Dwight in that sense. Do not mess with me.
Are you also a volunteer fire's chief deputy on the weekend?
Yeah, I also love beets, actually.
Yeah, you love beets? Beets are actually really good.
I do love them at Whole Foods.
Bears and very good.
Anyways, sorry.
Beets are good anywhere, any day, anytime.
Right. I reported the accounts because I texted another friend and I said, hey, what does it mean when someone's asking for your Venmo in a request and their account's like all spammy? And it was like, they probably want you to send them something and then they'll Venmo you money. And I was like, carry the one. Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, do you get it?
Yeah, like
I was like, report. Yeah.
Like weird shit.
Like weird things.
Like here's like a picture of my hand.
Right.
Like, okay, that's so my clearly I'm glad to know my answer was not satisfactory.
Yes, it's okay.
No, happens. I did not know what is this world?
So I said, Lucy's useless. I'm moving on.
Yeah, exactly. So I've never, now I'm offended. I've never gotten a message where are all the people asking me for my Venmo? I mean, please. So that's what I said. Are they asking you for money? Not for money. Asking.
That's actually a good point. If they wanted my Venmo. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, so if they want your Venmo, they just want to look you up on Venmo.
Like, hop off of my fucking shit, guys.
So here's what I thought of when I got this text from you. So there was one time, I think probably college. I mean, it was when Venmo was, during college, after college, it was
up and coming.
So there was a guy who I had met at a, not frat party, but like a mixer thing at Wellesley. It's a guy at Harvard.
Ooh.
Yes. And I had stalked him on every social media platform.
Okay.
And there was no more stalking.
As you should.
Right? So there was no more stalking to do.
Okay.
So where do I go?
Venmo. Oh my God, I love this.
I stalked this guy on Venmo.
I love this.
I never saw him again, but I saw all of the transactions that he had done with other people.
My friend does this.
Right? And so this is the only time I've ever done it because I was like, this is not getting me anywhere. Not that it's creepy, but it's not getting me anywhere.
No.
So some of them were girls. And that's what I was looking for. But it looked like platonic. It was like, haha, thanks for the pizza. Or like, pizza.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck this guy. Like, no.
Who Venmos for a slice?
Like, exactly. Come exactly. On. But
spare
like,
me.
Why would that? It wasn't even like, whatever. So if you are out of places to stalk a guy, go to Venmo. Oh. Venmo will tell you everything.
Oh, I love it. Lucy, this is good content.
Maybe that's why they want your Venmo. Except you can look at people's Venmo even if you're not. Are you I don't even know. Are you friends on Venmo or just like connected?
I mean, you can be private on Venmo.
Right, that's what I am.
Me too.
Duh. Yeah. Of course.
You wish.
Yeah.
You my Venmo? Wish you could freaking look at my transactions. In your dreams, you guys.
Well, this is another thing I saw. Okay, sidebar from that. So people say that if a guy at a bar is asking you for your number too many times, take his phone and look like you're putting your number in, but Venmo yourself $200. How evil is that?
I mean, it's evil, but it's genius.
Well,
but
okay, yeah, in theory, but then
it's like, actually probably like illegal.
Yes, he just stole $200, but you can't prove that he didn't send it to you because you're sending it from his phone.
That is very true.
How evil! That's so mean. Because then the guy, all he's doing is asking for your number too many times. Yeah. Like, that's not a crime.
No,
exactly. That's not $200.
I think you can reverse a Venmo.
I sure hope so. If these guys are out like $500 from this, that's so mean. But girls are doing it and saying like, haha, like that's so powerful. And like Lizzo says to do it. And like,
oh my God. That's another conversation.
Oh no. Oh no. Is Lizzo a tough topic? What do you think of Lizzo?
I was out. And that song came on when I'm angry. I don't like the vibe in the bar when that comes on.
Thank you.
I don't. Ladies. Ladies, come on.
That song makes me uncomfortable.
I don't like how all the girls, like, they'll have guys, like, they're dancing with them. That song comes on, and all of a sudden, they don't give a shit. It's like, please. This is sounding really bad. But,
No.
Just spare me, because I see you, like, I see girls, like, looking around the bar for, like, a guy to give them an inch of attention. Like, a little sprinkle of attention. And they act like they don't want it. And it's really sad. Like, just you want it.
Okay.
I know you do.
Here's, I agree with you.
Thank you.
Because here's what happens. Girls will say that they, like, they're begging for attention.
Begging.
And then a guy will give them attention, and then they'll start, like, the Lizzo mentality. Right. Of like, I'm independent. I don't need you.
Right.
Like, that's such a mind fuck. Right. Like, what are you doing?
Right. I just think we need to simplify it. If you like them, then talk to him. If you don't, then don't.
Right. Like, don't play games. Don't play games with yourself. Right. Play games. Don't play games with yourself.
No.
Don't play games with other people. It just sucks. Like, just be straightforward and life will be so much easier.
Right.
Like, that probably sounds too simple itself, but still.
No, just like, I just don't like the whole vibe. It kind of kills my vibe.
Right.
I like.
It's true. It's like men suck. Like, I hate that.
I hate
when women are like.
They don't.
Men are terrible.
They
like,
don't.
All men are pigs. Like, that sucks.
It's not true.
And it's not true. Not even close.
No. It's really not.
Yeah, like, take Mutt. I mean, he's not. He doesn't
or Ryan.
Suck. Or Ryan, who just
or
walked by.
Or these two new producers
in
there.
We don't know. Yeah,
they
look nice.
A charger.
Right.
You know?
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Why are men great till the. Why? What is it?
Why
are men great till they got to be great?
Is that what it says? Yeah,
I guess.
I don't know what it says.
Like, I guess that goes for, like, if you're down in the dumps about, like,
some
something.
Nice guys. We just need to be open.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So take the
whatever
mentality.
Do you. Whatever.
And just lessen it a little
just
bit.
Just chill.
Take out
just
the parts.
Take a shot.
Yeah. Take out the parts of the Lizzo that are like, you know, be a good person or whatever she's saying. Take that part out and use that. But not like put other people down because you think they suck, but maybe they don't. But maybe it's you. Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's you.
The vibes you're giving off that aren't, you know.
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
Who knows? Every situation is different anyway. So Lizzo is thumbs up, thumbs down.
It's a chill vibe. Like, just chill.
Okay.
Yeah, just Lizzo, chill.
What about that Juice song?
Juice.
It's like, ain't my fault that, what is it?
Beats me.
But
Juice.
That's her other song.
Oh, I thought her other song was
Good as Hell. Is the
Good
other
as
one.
Hell.
That's the other one.
That song's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Say I
should put my hood on. I'm starting to talk a little. It's all right, you guys. I don't
that
know.
That is from The Office, however.
I don't know the Juicy song.
It's called Juice, Elaine.
Sorry. Juice.
Juicy is a Biggie Small song. It's like, I'm not going to sing it, but it's...
sing it.
My fault. Blame it. Ryan, do you know the Lizzo song, Juice?
I know who she is. I don't know the song.
What do you think about her, Ryan?
I think she should run for Purdue.
Okay, so Ryan loves Lizzo. We can confirm that.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying?
Antonio Brown.
Oh, Antonio Brown. Okay. Antonio Brown has a problem.
Yeah.
Social media problem.
Okay.
He can't... If you look at his Twitter, he tweeted, like, happy to join the Patriots.
Right.
His next tweet is just a string of tweets that are like, thanks for the opportunity, Patriots. Robert Kraft got busted in the beauty salon. Like, that whole, like, he can't stop with the social media.
Right.
Like, today he went on Facebook Live for, like, 30 seconds.
Right.
Just because.
Right.
He's addicted to social media.
He is
so far gone when it comes to social media. He can't
leave Robert Kraft out of this.
Well, there's
that.
He
was just getting his weekly massage, all right?
I have zero problem with Robert Kraft. Like, none of that is an issue for me. Like, that is...
Show me the freaking tapes.
Robert Kraft did nothing wrong, in my opinion, but
show me the tapes.
Oh my please, tapes. But like, don't, but also do. No, like, me. I don't, like, okay, going back to that.
Just Antonio Brown, just save it.
Yes.
Leave Robert Kraft out of this.
Okay,
mess.
So there's that, but everything else he posted, like, just a string of nonsense
college
tweets.
Classes?
Nonsense tweets.
No.
So I
unless
think,
it's English 101.
Which I think he's taking English 303. He said hashtag English 303.
Good.
And his tweet that made no sense. None of his tweets make sense.
No, they don't. He needs to take like English 1.
He needs to get off of social media for like a good, do what I did. Like take a couple days off.
A little detox.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a little detox.
When I had my breakdown, I deleted my Twitter. It felt great.
Sure.
It felt great. And I at the time, like, didn't want to go back to Twitter.
Right.
I was like, can't do it.
Ooh.
But now I'm back on Twitter. So it's a good thing to kind of just detox from social media, maybe, after something like what he's going through,
right.
maybe.
He can't, though.
No,
he
can't
do
that's,
it.
Well, that's his problem. And I think that, if it hasn't been his downfall already, will be his ultimate downfall. Is like, he can't stay off of Twitter. He can't stay off of Instagram.
No.
That picture, okay, the picture, did you see this on Instagram? The picture of him with the star that he shaved into his head. That people interpreted this many different ways, but it's like the he dyed his hair, like the front was blue, the back was red.
Okay.
Star. So people said like cowboys, like what I don't know what that but it was the flying Elvis. It's the Patriots flying Elvis.
Right.
We know that. I mean, we know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do that? Like I don't see the point. I think he has a problem with social media. That's my
So do I. Do we have any updates in this case?
No.
No.
Not that I know of.
Me
not
neither.
That anybody knows of.
No.
But
if
also,
you're not on the Patriots, it's like it's...
Do we care?
Do we care?
Were you surprised when he was released?
A little bit. Only because I feel like that was almost like the Patriots like admitting they made a mistake. And I feel like that's kind of hard for us.
Because
we're really great.
Right. Exactly. So,
but I think they got out when they should have.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Well, okay. So I think the texts to that woman that people were saying were threatening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the part about the kids threatening.
Right.
The rest of it, I don't know.
Right.
But once, I think that was the final straw for them.
Yeah.
Because he was doing it while he was with the Patriots.
Right.
Everything else was before.
It's not Patriot-like.
Right. Plus, they can't justify that. Once he does it while he's like, you're still,
right.
Like, while you're with the team. You know,
right, done. Right. We want no part. We don't need you.
Also, Belichick's press conference right before that, he was so fed up with having to answer questions about Antonio Brown, and he's thinking for the rest of the season it's going to be like this.
Right.
I can't do this anymore.
Right.
So, I mean, he just walked off.
We got a ring to win.
There you go.
We got a freaking
what is
ring
it?
To win.
Seven for the something. I don't know. My focus is on the five.
Right.
What was that? Tony Mass said that. So that's instead of a Camille Kostic update this week, Antonio Brown update.
Right.
Obsessed with
a little different, but
yeah,
you can
little different. We love Camille just quite a bit more.
Right.
But I think also while I was away, I went to the CVS that she goes to.
Oh, good.
In Connecticut.
Good.
Not because of that, but because I was there.
Good.
And I was like, oh, Camille was here.
Oh,
it's a very nice CVS.
Let me just lick the floor.
Yeah, exactly. It's a CVS in Connecticut. Very nice place. It's brand new. Antonio Brown, obsessed with social media. Camille Kostic, still amazing.
Yep.
Gronk will stay retired.
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah.
Just a bunch of facts for you guys.
Yep. On we go.
And the world spins on.
Keep spinning another day. Here we are, another day.
Another day, another dawn.
Another dawn, another podcast.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
We will be back next week.
Yes.
Yes, we will both be here.
We will both be alive.
We'll both be here.
Possibly with a little Call Her Daddy roast.
Maybe.
Maybe if you're lucky.
For episode number 10.
For the smart lads.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Don't be fooled.
Always analyze
everything.
Freaking idiot.
Analyze, form an opinion, have a reaction.
Denied.
We will see you next week.
See you next week. Oh,
oh, oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.